Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. A man's been arrested and subsequently released by Gardaí investigating the attempted murder of Charles Duher last year. A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder in Derry following an incident at Oldcar Park in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following the death of a woman in her 40s at the weekend in Letterkenny, and primary teachers have passed a resolution that could lead to a ballot for strike action as a result of an excessive overload of new reforms and initiatives at an INTO conference today. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Mark at around 5:45. But first, a man's been arrested and subsequently released by Gardaí investigating the attempted murder of Charles Duher last year. He suffered serious injuries in the attack in Lifford on January the 20th, 2025. Gardaí arrested a man in his 50s on Sunday in connection with the incident. He's since been released and a file will be prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder in Derry following an incident at Oldcar Park in the early hours of this morning. After receiving reports of an incident at around 2:40 a.m, officers arrived at the scene and found a man armed with an axe deliberately driving a vehicle into a residential property. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Superintendent Claire Hamilton says police at the scene deployed incapacitant spray twice in an effort to halt the man's violent actions. However, he produced a knife and continued to ram the property with his vehicle. Extensive damage was caused to the property and a nearby vehicle. The superintendent says although they were very shaken by their terrifying ordeal, thankfully the four occupants of the property were brought to safety by police and are otherwise uninjured. Following prolonged negotiations, she says in order to mitigate the risk to the public and the man himself, officers discharged an attenuating energy projectile which struck the man in the leg. The 36-year-old was arrested just before 4 o'clock this morning on suspicion of multiple offences, including four counts of attempted murder. He remains in custody.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following the death of a woman in her 40s at the weekend in Letterkenny. She died in hospital 2 days after an incident involving a lorry at Station Roundabout close to Letterkenny Shopping Centre. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal.
This occurred in Letterkenny on Friday the 3rd of April. Shortly after 3 p.m, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to a collision that involved a pedestrian and a lorry at the Station Roundabout on the Port Road in Letterkenny. The pedestrian, a female in her 40s, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of serious injuries, and sadly, yes, she passed away on Sunday the 5th of April. Gardaí continue to appeal to anybody who witnessed this incident to come forward. Road users who might have camera footage, including dash cam footage, who were travelling in that area between 2:15 p.m. and 3:15 p.m. on Friday the 3rd of April, they're asked to make this available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with information are asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 9167100, the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111, or any Garda station.
At the INTO conference taking place in Killarney today, primary teachers have passed a resolution that could lead to a ballot for strike action as a result of an excessive overload of new reforms and initiatives. A report published by Dublin City University in 2025 described the workloads that primary teachers face as alarming. The INTO are now demanding an independent review into the workloads. Anya McGinley, Central Executive Committee member for Donegal and Leitrim, says that teachers in rural areas like Donegal feel the pressure most.
I would say it is being felt more because we would have a lot of small schools as well. So of course then the difficulty with all of these different initiatives coming at us is that because we've smaller schools, larger class sizes, that we've actually less people to be able to, for the school leaders to be able to say, you know, would one teacher take on this role and somebody else take on another role? Because we've got smaller schools, we've less people that they can actually rely on to take on the work, take the burden off the school principal themselves. A lot of our school principals in Donegal and in Leitrim would be teaching principals. So they're teaching 4 days a week and they only have 1 day a week then really time to do their administrative work. So of course that is an additional burden on those.
Midlands North West MEP Kieran Mullooly has called for emergency measures to be introduced by the government amid the ongoing fuel crisis. He believes that the government should express more flexibility in terms of VAT reductions and fuel taxation. The price of fuel has sparked protests across the country today, with significant disruption being seen in Dublin as demonstrators blocked roads. Mr. Mullooly says the protests follow attempts of discourse between affected groups and the government, which did not materialise. He adds, given the context, people will be sympathetic to the protesters.
The background to this is very simple. The people involved in the protest today had a group get-together in Portlaoise last Saturday week. They set out a plan to for a dialogue with the government. The majority of the meeting didn't want to go on the streets to Dublin in a protest. That dialogue offered several options in terms of proposals and suggestions for discussion. That letter went to government on Tuesday of last week, and I confirmed with the Secretary of the Committee yesterday that neither the Taoiseach nor the Tánaiste even bothered to respond to the letter. So a week later, the government failed to respond, zero response, and in those circumstances, I fully understand the decision of the protesters to embark on peaceful means of protesting today. What else could they do when the government of the day won't even talk to them?
Well, this is an escalation of that. The general public will probably see this as more of an annoyance than anything. What would you make of those sorts of claims?
I spent most of Easter speaking to members of the general public. I know it's not only the farmers that are in trouble here. I know people living alone, for instance, trying to put kerosene into a tank in Letterkenny are under the same pressure as some of the farmers. The price of kerosene has gone up and gone up and gone up, and very little has been done about it. So I think the majority of people who are listening and watching the protest today will actually be sympathetic to farmers because they understand they're under the same pressure as themselves.
A boil water notice has been issued by Uisce Éireann with immediate effect for Gola Island. This has been done in consultation with the HSC. Water must be boiled, then cooled for drinking, preparing food, brushing teeth and making ice. And you can see the full details of that boil water notice on our website, highlandradio.com. Gardaí are investigating an attempted burglary at Dromore, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Thursday morning last. As part of their investigation, they're trying to trace the movements of a Northern Ireland registered Black Seat Ibiza. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Shortly after 10 past 4 on Thursday morning, two males in black clothing attempted to break into a house, but they left the area immediately after they were disturbed. Nothing was stolen, but a small amount of damage was caused to the garage door and the back door of the house. Gardaí are urging any road users with dash cam who may have travelled in the Dromore area between 3:30 and 4:30 on Thursday morning last to contact them. They're particularly interested in any sightings or dash cam footage of a black Seat Ibiza with a partial registration of FHZ that's believed to have been in the area at the time. If anyone observed any type of suspicious activity, people or vehicles in the area that morning, they're asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny or the Garda Confidential line.
€3.5 million has been allocated to Donegal County Council to start work on the building of a new fire station at Finner to serve Ballyshannon and Bundoran. Councillors chose to proceed with the plan in October, bringing to an end a debate of 40 years about whether each should retain their own stations or a single new station should be developed. Donegal MD Gahirlach, Micheál Nochtain, says this is a very important allocation as the amount will allow for planning and design, and also he hopes for a start to be made on construction.
We got confirmation this morning that €3.5 million has been allocated for the new fire station for Bundoran and Ballyshannon. So at the moment, this money will go forward towards design and that, and hopefully we'll see machines maybe on the ground later this year with more funding being allocated again in next year to complete the project. As I said, this station will be state-of-the-art and the most modern in the county when it's completed. So it's a very good news story because, as you rightly said, Dawn, this has been going on for years and that. So to get this news today and get money confirmed first and hopefully to get machines on the ground is the next stage for this. So it is a very good news story.
The fact that this is in excess of €3 million would suggest the intention of government is to get this designed and get this built, because if it was only a couple of €100,000, that would cover design and pretty much nothing else. The fact that it's such a big amount does suggest this is serious, this is going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly.
Yes, and I mean, I know, in fairness to Donegal County Council and everybody involved, I mean, you know, the department has been aware of this. I mean, you know, has been going on for years, and we had numerous meetings with the department in Dublin in relation to this. So they were well aware of the need of it. I mean, Bundoran and Ballyshannon fire stations are in bad disrepair, and I mean, so it's very important that we get new fire stations to basically represent both areas, and I mean, and the people and these communities. So, I mean, with this amount of funding today, I mean, it's basically all systems go, and hopefully we'll have state-of-the-art new fire station in Bundoran and Ballyshannon in the near future.
An investigation has been launched following an Easter commemoration in Derry yesterday. Police say they used evidence-gathering resources in the Craigan area of the city while the commemoration took place. They add that during the parade, participants were observed to be in paramilitary-style uniforms, which are believed to be an offence under the Terrorism Act 2000 and a breach of a determination made by the North Parade Commission. Gardaí are appealing for information after a van was crashed and abandoned at Ailabogburn Foot on Saturday evening. Shortly before 5:30pm, the red Volkswagen van was left partially blocking the road at that location. Three young males reportedly left the van on foot. Gardaí in Buncrana are urging any witnesses or anyone who travelled in that area between 5pm and 6pm with a dash cam to contact them. Donald Trump's warning a whole civilization could die tonight in an extraordinary threat towards Iran. US Vice President J.D. Vance says he thinks a deal can still be done. Sean DeVoe has more.
What's been happening today is essentially a massive game of chicken ahead of this deadline tonight for the Strait of Hormuz to be reopened. Donald Trump making threats that seem absolutely incredible, and you didn't think you'd ever see from a US president, to essentially wipe out the Iranian race. The Iranian government, meanwhile, calling for people to make human chains around key infrastructure, around power plants, bridges, etc., and posting images that purport at least to show people doing that. Meanwhile, Israel has been striking at the rail network in Iran, as it said it would do this morning. And while Pakistani efforts at mediation are ongoing today, it is getting very close to the 11th hour for some sort of a deal to be reached here.
Well, the United Nations Security Council is meeting this evening to discuss the ongoing conflict. A resolution on protecting the Strait of Hormuz was voted down after being vetoed by Russia and China. US Representative Mike Waltz says Iran has been hitting civilian infrastructure across the region.
Just against the United Arab Emirates alone, Iran has fired over 500 ballistic missiles. Not against military targets, against resorts and ports and hotels in civilian neighborhoods, in absolute and flagrant violation of international law.
The Garda Easter Roads policing operation ended this morning. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Grainne Doherty highlighted the seizure of a number of cars in Donegal being driven by unaccompanied learner drivers. She also confirmed 11 arrests for driving under the influence of drink or drugs in Donegal over the past number of days.
In Donegal, 11 drivers were arrested on suspicion of alcohol or drug-related driving offences. Seven of these were alcohol and four drugs. A number of drivers were detected for speeding offences in Donegal over the course of the weekend. Some of the notable speeds were 106 kilometres in a 60 kilometre zone in Letterkenny and 132 kilometres in a 100 kilometre zone in Letterkenny. A number of vehicles were also seized over the course of the weekend in Donegal for various reasons. No insurance, no maybe NCT test or tax. And vehicles, this is something I wanted to highlight today, because quite a large number of vehicles were seized over the weekend from unaccompanied learner drivers under the Clancy Amendment. So we just want to remind learner drivers, you know, it's against the law for you to drive unaccompanied on a learner permit. You have to be accompanied at all times by somebody who has held a full valid driving licence in the same category for a minimum of 2 years. So if you're an unaccompanied learner driver, you're liable to have your vehicle impounded, which happened over the weekend to many drivers. And you also face a fine of €160 and two penalty points. This is something worth noting also. If you're an unaccompanied learner driver but not the vehicle owner, the vehicle is still impounded and the owner then faces prosecution and a fine of up to €1,000. Mm. Just something else to be aware of. If you're driving on a learner permit, you can only use that permit in the jurisdiction. Like say if you're from Donegal, you can only use that in the south of Ireland. Mm. Same as if you're from Northern Ireland and you're driving on a northern learner permit, that's only, you can only use that permit within Northern Ireland as well. It's just something for learner drivers, especially when we're living this close to the border.
It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Mark after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio, and Mark's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with golf. Cian Harkin has been narrowly beaten at the semi-final stage of the West of Ireland Amateur Open at Ross's Point earlier today. The Letterkenny Golf Club man lost out to Warren Point's Colm Campbell on the last hole of their close battle. Campbell is no stranger to this event, as he also reached the final last year. Previous winners of the competition include Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. Moving on to soccer, Sporting Lisbon manager Rui Borges says Arsenal are a wounded beast ahead of tonight's Champions League quarter-final first leg. Mikel Arteta's side were knocked out of the FA Cup in the last eight by Championship side Southampton at the weekend. That came after losing the EFL Cup final against Manchester City. But Arsenal goalkeeper David Raya says they're ready to hit back from their disappointments.
that is gone. We just have to use that fuel, that pain that we had after the game, just to pick it up for the rest of the season. I don't think the word is pressure. I think it's an opportunity.
Bayern Munich manager Vincent Kompany says a trip to Real Madrid is the toughest away game in Europe despite the faltering season of the Spanish giants. They fell 7 points behind Barcelona at the top of La Liga with a 2-1 defeat to Mallorca at the weekend. Bayern go to the Bernabeu in the first leg of their Champions League quarterfinal tonight, and Kompany is warning against complacency.
The version of Real Madrid that we have to prepare for is the best Real Madrid. The one that we saw against Man City, the one that performed in that game. That's what we have to prepare for. And then if you base it on that Real Madrid, then it's still one of the best teams in Europe.
Kickoff in both of those matches is at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Alexander Isak has been named in Liverpool's squad for their quarterfinal first leg away to PSG tomorrow night. The Swedish international is included after returning to training following an injury and could feature in the clash at Parc des Princes. There are six games in the NAFL Premiership this evening. In the Championship Group, league leaders Larne are at home to third place Coleraine. Dungannon play Linfield and Cliftonville take on Glentoran. While in the relegation group, Ballymena host Glenavon, Bangor go to Bottomside Crusaders and Portadown face Carrick Rangers. Scottish Premiership leaders Hearts will play champion Celtic in a potential title decider at Parkhead on the final day of the season. Fixtures have been released for when the league splits into two parts after this weekend's round of games. Rangers, who currently sit second, play Hearts at the start of May, while the Old Firm derby takes place on the 10th of May. Harry Maguire says playing for Manchester United is the ultimate honour after extending his stay at Old Trafford. The England defender has signed a new contract, keeping him at the club until June 2027 with the option of a further year. Manchester United interim manager Michael Carrick says he is delighted Maguire is staying.
Harry's obviously at that stage where he is getting a little bit further down the line in terms of career, but it doesn't diminish the importance of what he can be and the example and the understanding and a little bit of just knowing what it feels like to be here.
Wales captain Aaron Ramsay has thanked everyone who helped him live his dream after retiring from football with immediate effect. The 35-year-old played for teams including Arsenal, Cardiff and Juventus at club level and represented his country 86 times. Former Arsenal striker Alan Smith says Ramsay was a brilliant leader.
A scorer of important goals and spectacular goals quite often. Yeah, what a career. Really good. I mean, he can't have any regrets.
In rugby, Leinster will have Tadhg Furlong and Jimmy O'Brien available for Saturday's Champions Cup quarterfinal against Sale Sharks at the Aviva Stadium. Both came through the win over Edinburgh with no issues. There will be further assessments on injuries to Andrew Porter, James Ryan and Gary Ringrose this week before decisions are made on their availability. Ulster have doubts over Rob Herring and Nathan Doak for Friday's Challenge Cup quarterfinal against La Rochelle. Herring injured his calf, while Doak has an ankle problem picked up in the win over the Ospreys. Finally for now in racing, Rachel Blackmore is set to be honoured as a Grand National Legend at Aintree on Thursday. The honour celebrates her history-making 2021 win with Manella Times. It joins other racing icons like Red Rum and Tiger Roll, cementing her legacy in the sport. That is all from the Sports Desk for today. Your next sports update will be during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. Donegal County Council is to hold a civic reception for jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall, the 2025 Irish Champion Jockey and current Donegal Sports Star of the Year. The move was proposed by Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, who says the reception will honour his achievements to date and recognise the contribution he has made in representing Donegal on the national and international stage.
He's an inspiration. He's a role model, particularly for our youth here in Donegal, on all he's achieved. And in my eyes, he's an all great sports person, and he's fully deserving of a county reception to be recognised for his achievements and as awards to date. Well, I was very happy to bring the motion forward requesting that a civic reception be held for Dylan Brown McMonagall. So it was fully supported by all members, which was fantastic. And I look forward now to setting the date now to have all his achievements and awards recognised to date. And I think having this civic reception to outline and acknowledge the racing community as a whole can only help the racing here in Donegal going forward, because...
And the weather, cloudy with shower air, breaks of rain this evening, possibly thundery. Tonight we'll see the rain die out, but it will be quite cloudy overnight with areas of mist and low cloud forming. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees, coolest in the west. Tomorrow we'll see morning mist and low cloud break up to give sunny spells. It will be a dry day for most. Then cloud will build later with a chance of rain on the coast by nightfall. Highest temperatures of 12 to 16 degrees, high in the east in light to moderate southwesterly breezes. A look back on today's main stories. A man's been arrested and subsequently released by Gardaí investigating the attempted murder of Charles Duher last year. He suffered serious injuries in the attack in Lifford on January the 20th, 2025. Gardaí arrested a man in his 50s on Sunday in connection with the incident. He's since been released on bail and a file will be prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. A man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a serious incident in Derry in the early hours of this morning. Police were called to Old Car Park at around 2:40 a.m. where they found a man armed with an axe repeatedly driving a vehicle into a home. Officers attempted to stop him by deploying incapacitant spray twice, but the situation continued to escalate. Police then discharged an attenuating energy projectile, striking the man in the leg to bring the incident under control. The 36-year-old was arrested shortly before 4 a.m. on suspicion of a number of offences, including four counts of attempted murder. He remains in custody. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following the death of a woman in her 40s at the weekend in Letterkenny. The pedestrian was seriously injured in the collision with a lorry at the station roundabout shortly after 3 p.m. She was rushed to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment but since passed away. Gardaí continue to appeal for anyone who witnessed the incident or has camera footage from the area between 2:15 and 3:15 p.m. on Friday to come forward. And at the INTO conference taking place in Killarney today, primary teachers have passed a resolution that could lead to a ballot for strike action as a result of an excessive overload of new reforms and initiatives. A report published by Dublin City University last year described the workload that primary teachers face as alarming. The INTO are now demanding an independent review into the workloads. Anya McGinley, Central Executive Committee member for Donegal and Leitrim, says that teachers in rural areas like Donegal feel the pressure most. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, April the 7th. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Breda Duffy, née Ward, formerly of Caju. Reposing at Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, 15 Hamilton Street, Glasgow, tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Funeral Mass at Christ the King RC Church, Carmonnock Road, on Friday at 10 a.m, thereafter to Lynn Cemetery, Laneshaw Drive. The death has taken place of Agnes Cuff, 15 Crana View, Buncrana. Agnes' remains will be reposing at her late residence today. Removal from there on Thursday at 12:30 a.m, walking, weather permitting, to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 1 p.m, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. House private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Porter Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Charlie McLaughlin, 25 Gartlelec Road, Glenmornan, reposing at his home today from 7:30 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Glenmornan, at 12 noon, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Anthony Houghton, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Madge Carr, née Kelly, of Turlin Creasla. Her remains will be reposing at her late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Rudy Randolph Hendry, Blue Cedars, Glenfinn Road, Ballybuffet. Reposing at McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorler, until 9 p.m. today. Celebration of life tomorrow at 12 p.m. in McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, which can be viewed on McGowan Funeral's Facebook page, followed by private cremation. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu, if so desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or McGowan's Funeral Home in Rudy's memory. House private at all times. The death has occurred of Robert Alexander, Alex Watson, Greenfields Convoy and formerly Milltown Convoy. Alex will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Riffo, today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. A service of thanksgiving will take place on Thursday at 2 p.m. in Kelly's Funeral Home, followed by burial in the family plot at St Ninian's Parish Church Graveyard, Convoy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Harry Thompson, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy. No wake. His remains will arrive at St John's Church, Ballymore, today at 6 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral service there tomorrow at 2 p.m. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Rose Daly, Fullerton, Mina Ward, Buncrana. Rose is reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 2 p.m. with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Carn Hospital, care of any family member or Porter funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bing McDade, Mina, Linsfort. Bing's remains are reposing from his late residence. Leaving there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m, walking, weather permitting, to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. House private from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and strictly private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.